Margaret, can you tell me what you did with your time after you stopped working in 1945 and before you went back to work in 51? What kinds of things would you do?
Well, I just wasn't working, just my housework. And, of course, I was dancing then. That was evening things. And, come out here to Garden Grove to see my daughter. And all of that. And just with my friends. And I played a little bit of cards, not much. And that's what all amounted to. Of course, you see, my husband died in 50, so I just didn't have too much time before I knew I had to go back to work, see.
Right. I was just wondering what if there were things that you were able to do.
Well, I took...
That you didn't do before, I'm talking about before your husband died.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't, as I say, just the same old 6 and 7. Mm-hmm. He was, quite hard to, he had a bad stomach, and I used to try to manage meals that I knew he would eat, and, of course, we lived a little way from the grocery store. He would always take me, but there would be times I'd just walk over there and just kill time. As I said, I had a lot of friends and neighbors there, and you can always run into their house and visit with them a little bit, or they'd come over and see you, you know. So, and I was quite a bit to stay home anyway. I'm that way right now. And so I was just satisfied with things the way they were. I lived with them.
Did you ever think about going back to work?
No, not at that time. I don't know that there was too many. But, of course, as I said, I worked in Douglas, but then at that time they weren't hiring too many people. And, of course, it just happened that my husband passed away while I applied at Douglas. Douglas. And I didn't know that they would hire me back, but they did. And it was really quite an experience for me.
What was it like when your husband died?
Well, it was sudden. I mean, he had a stroke, and of course he got over that. It wasn't too bad a stroke, and then I put him in the Veterans Hospital in Long Beach, and because he was a veteran, and then he was there 6 weeks, and I knew he wasn't well enough, but he wanted to come home so bad. So they let him come home, and he was home just a week. He had another stroke, and passed away. His heart wasn't strong enough to carry him.
What kind of an adjustment was that for you?
Well, it was awfully hard on me. It took me a long time to get over it, and got busy in the little housework with people that I knew, because I would be away from the house. And and of course, my daughter at the time was working at Buckham's. She wasn't around the house. And so...
Was she living with you still? Or?
Yes. Mm-hmm. She never left our home until she got married. And so it just was... It wasn't too much that I did. There isn't much, you know, when you're home, you know, there's always something to do. But anything other than that, there just wasn't anything. Because I had given up dancing when I married my husband. And so I just didn't do that then until after he passed away and a year and a half afterwards, then I started going dancing again. Something to do.
Was it hard for you to... have to make your own decisions and take care of all that kind of thing?
Yes, well, of course, I always usually took care of paid the bills. And my husband would take me to the grocery store to get the groceries. And wherever I take me, he'd take me, and of course I could walk, and I did a lot of times, but because he had done shift work, and then he'd go to work, say, on a night shift, and then I had part of the day to myself, and I could do sew a little bit or things like that. So it probably wasn't exciting for anybody else, but then it was my life.
How long after your husband died did you go back to work?
Well, he died in 50, and I went back to work at Douglas 51. And
what was the process like for you to be rehired?
Well, I applied, like you do with the officer and Douglas, and I didn't know that they'd hire me back, but they did. They just applied for work, because I had worked there before. And so then I had probably no one else would have gotten in, but I had worked for them before, so that I thought they'd let me come back, see.
They took that into consideration?
Mm-hmm. And, of course, I was laid off when number two more was over.
Mm-hmm.
And so I never quit. I was laid off. So I had that, it would have been a lot different if I had a quit. But I was laid off and had a good record and everything, so they called me back.
What kind of a job did you go into when they called you back?
Well, we were still building the B-17 and C-47 and 747. And as I was heard that this plane that was... It was a 747 that was in this accident. It was killed so many people.
Mm-hmm.
And lately, I can't tell you the name of it right now. But
did you do the same kind of work when you went back in 51 that you'd done during the war? Or was it different?
It's kind of hard for me to keep things straight. Well, I did pickup work, and like on a DC-8, and I did anything they told me to do, which is all. It was production, is what it was.
Drilling and riveting.
Yes, and people would work on things. And then it would be squawked down by inspection, and then I would go and work off those squawks.
And what's a squawk? Yeah.
Well, it was a mistake someone made. It had to be straightened around, so the inspection would bite the second time, see? And I had a lead man, and on the DC-8, you can't get in. Well, you could get in the door all right, but... these little spaces in the wing that I would crawl in, and this is my lead man. He told me that I squawked it down, so to speak, and then I worked them off and then turned it over to inspection, see, because he couldn't crawl in the spaces that I could, and he was afraid to think that anyone would be able to get out, and I could see how he felt. But I got along from fine, no trouble. I never did anything that I was worried about, that I did it right, as right as I knew, and so that I would have to go home and sleep with it all night. I couldn't see that, because I have to fix it right before I left the plant. And of course, that was my object, was always doing everything right. And how many people know what things are right or not?
Were there very many women that had also worked during the war that you knew from your death?
No. Mm-mm. When I started in 51, that's when I got more acquainted. And my friends right now are the ones that are alive. A lot of them aren't even alive.
I'm wondering if there were, if most of the, most of who you worked with were younger than, younger people than you, or...
Well, they had all...
worked during the war as well, or...
They were all ages, really. But no, I imagine I was probably... they wouldn't probably have it much older than myself. But then, too, they do hire if you qualify, and of course you have to be a certain age limit, but if you could qualify to do the work, that didn't make so much difference to them.
When you went in, did the years that you had worked during the war count towards your seniority?
Yes, mm-hmm. Because, you see, they laid me off. If I had have quit, that would have been nothing. It's a wonderful thing, you know. But I never was one to quit a job. I mean, it was awful hard for me to quit a job.
You worked there quite a few years.
And I worked at 21.
Over those years, did you change jobs very often, the kind of work that you did?
Well, it was quite a bit the same, because I was in production and aircraft assembler, you know. And so it'd be a lot of different little jobs that you would do, but it all qualified aircraft assembler. They put me on jobs that inspection took me off from them. They were too much for me. And it was too dangerous is what it was. And inspection made me quit the job. I couldn't work it. But they gave me the job. They didn't make, they don't pick you off for a job. They pick you off for your day's work. And those things have to be done by somebody. But I was working on the outside of the big skin of the panel of the DC-8. And it was quite a high. And we had to drill countersink for flush rivets. And so somebody had made a mistake, and they wanted me to... I did climb up that tall ladder just to do that work. I was going to do it. I didn't want to do that because I can't climb too well. But I was given a job, so I was doing it. But the inspection made me come down. So I couldn't argue with inspection. Or not inspection, but... the reunion, I wouldn't argue with the union. Although they told me I couldn't do that, so I didn't. Douglas wouldn't argue with the union either, as far as that goes.
So the union was who said you couldn't do jobs. That
too dangerous. Mm-hmm. And the union was good. I never had an occasion to go to the union for anything, because I always got my raises, and... I didn't expect too much. I got along fine with them.
Did you go to union meetings at all?
No.
What kinds of activities would they have? What kinds of...
Well, I don't know really what they would have. That what they have now is every, I think, the third Wednesday of the month. And you go to the union hall, which is right there by Douglas, I think on Pixie or something like that. And they have a dinner. You come in the door and you give them a dollar and you sign, you know, your name and your badge numbers, things like that, and the time, I think. And then you sit down to these big tables they have and wait for the meal. And it was a dollar and it was well worth it. And then you get to see your old friends. There's a lot of people, of course, I could look at those people, and I'd have been away from them for a while, and say 10 years at least. And, you know, they look familiar, but I couldn't think of their name. It was kind of embarrassing, you know, but that happens to everybody.
Do you still go to those dinners?
Yes, I didn't go this month, but my sister and I, we drive to Long Beach, and... She especially likes to go. She was a tool crib attendant, and she would know a lot of people because they get in tools. Of course, I was a tool crib attendant at one time. What I mean is I hurt my hand, and I couldn't do my job, but then I could hand out tools. So I worked in a tool crib, and I liked it. We did. And, but, as it is, I didn't want to stay in there. They wanted me to, but I didn't want to because I could get more money on my own job. And if I was going to work, I thought, oh, I was going to get more, I could get more. So I wouldn't go back in the tool crib, which was easy. And then I worked in the tool crib years before that. I don't know how come I did. But anyway, at that time, they had all the rivets and the screws and the nuts and bolts in the tool crib besides the tools. And I knew the code of all of these rivets and nuts and bolts. And I just knew the code number, getting them. Mm-hmm. I just learned it. And I learned it because I liked it.
After you went back to Douglas, were you involved in any strike activity that happened?
Well, I don't know the 61 or what that was, but we was on strike. And I walked the picket line, I mean, as much as I should. And, it was fun, really. They had a place for us to eat there. And they had a whole old, on Lakewood, they had an old, I guess it was a bar, a dancing place or something. But we could go there to get a sandwich or something, walk in the picket line, see. Go get a meal there and go back and walk the picket line, see. We had to walk so many hours. And that was that for the week, you know. Because I wasn't the only one that had to do it. There was other ones that had to do it, too.
What about when you first went back after the war? Do you remember any...
Well, that would be... See, the war was over in 45.
Mm-hmm. You went back in 51.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if there was a lot of Union activity, if there was a lot of talk in the town about the Union.
No, they just didn't seem to worry about that. I went back in and just got busy learning the new jobs I was on. And I said it was very interesting. And the work wasn't really hard, I didn't think.
What do you think you would have done if you hadn't gone to work at Douglas?
I don't know. Because I didn't have any training. I didn't graduate from high school because my parents died. So I had to quit in the 10th grade and go to work. And so I never had any training, like office training or anything like that. I didn't have it. I did do different things for detective agency and everything, but that didn't take any special training to do. But that was a nice job, good money. But I don't know, I always managed. I mean, that's my nature to manage.
What kind of social life did you have after your husband died?
Well, I did join a few clubs, and a degree of honor was an insurance thing. And I got into that, but the insurance was just a small amount that I got out of it after something like that. And I got into the Rebecca's. And, of course, as you see, that was before I had to go back to work. Well, I couldn't go because I was working. I couldn't keep that up, so I just dropped out of that.
They met during the day?
Yes, and sometimes evenings.
You said you started dancing a year and a half after he had passed away. I'm wondering who you went dancing with and where you
went. Well, two or three of us women, we'd get together and go, because we didn't know any men at the time, and well, we just went, you know, together and come home together. And of course, at that time, there wasn't so much, dangerous to go out. I wouldn't think of doing now what I did then because we didn't have anything to worry about. It was a small town and everybody knew everybody, and so we didn't worry. Now I won't go out at night at all. Well, unless like my sister picked me up, but I wouldn't go like get a bus and go anyplace. Wouldn't think of it.
Where did you dance?
in different places in Long Beach.
Did you date at all over the years?
Well, I did some. You see, when you go to a dance, you go where the men are. And I dated, and I didn't have too much trouble, really. And I met a lot of nice people. And some of them right now are still friends of mine. They're still alive and friends of mine. But they, of course, are not capable of going to a dance because of their years and their health. But and I could still go into Long Beach and go to a dance, but I haven't done it lately. But I did, and you know, the doctor told me when I'd go to him, he said to keep up the dancing, the exercise, and very good for you. And then you meet people there. You meet, you don't only meet men, you meet women. And I've met a lot of my friends that way. I often wonder how my friends, different ones that didn't dance, how they would meet these different people. Because I thought that's about the only place you could meet anybody. Unless, of course, you work. And I didn't believe in going with anybody where you worked. I just didn't do it. I could have, but I didn't.
But did you say that you made a lot of good women friends at work?
Yeah.
Did you do things outside of work with them?
No, because when you put 8 hours in at Douglas and you got homework to do, you just don't have time to do much of anything else. Oh, you would do little things, but you couldn't do much, really.
Did you ever think about getting married again?
Well, yes. I think sometimes now I see these men and women together, and I kind of envy this woman. She's got a husband. Because, you know, you like to have be escorted, you know. But then on the other hand, I can cook and eat whenever I want to, come and go when I want to. And you can't do that with a husband. But I just didn't have it, so I lived with it.
When did your daughter get married?
Well, she got married, I can't tell you the date right now, but her father was still alive.
Mm-hmm.
And as her stepfather, I was married twice, was still alive and home. And, of course, she got married. And, of course, then he had his stroke. And so, of course, she was still home. And, she was working at Buffum's, and she got married, and so they kind of wanted to be with themselves, and I don't blame them. And it was awful hard for me to think about it at first, but I knew that was the right thing to do. And so they got themselves an apartment, and they're still married too, yeah. And so I got along that way. I always take things as they come, you know, and live with it.
When did you decide to retire?
Well, I hurt my back, or I had something wrong with it. I don't know. It could have been arthritis. But anyway, I was off on a sick leave. And I got over that, and I thought, I thought, why don't I retire? I've worked long enough. So I decided I would retire. And as it happened, they moved the DC-9 frames to Lomita. And, of course, I went with the job to Lomita. And I used to have to drive to Lomita every day. And, that part is all right, but when I decided to retire, I decided that the best thing for me to do, and but you know, a funny thing, I bet you a week or two after I had retired, I wish I hadn't, but I lived with it, and then when I retired, I used to have to get up at 4:30 in the morning to drive to Lomita to get a parking place. And of course, when after I retired, when I would get up after that, I mean, if I wasn't working, the days were awfully long. And, well, I got busy going out, just over my daughters and whatever.